Welcome to Geek, the podcast that is everything you need, if all you need is nerdy goodness. Every week, my co-host Luke and I discuss something to do with geek fandom. This week, the original Star Wars trilogy. Hi, and welcome back to Geek. My name is Alex, and with me, as always, is my co-host Luke. Say hi, Luke.
Hello.
So what have you been doing in the past week that since we've done an episode?
Watching some Arrow.
Nice.
But it's not getting that far because I've got still, for some reason, even though it was the last proper week of school, we still had a ton of assessments.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of Romeo and Juliet, and it's really
Romeo boring. And Juliet.
It's like the worst book ever.
Is it?
Well, it's not really a book play, but
I've never read it. I only know.
Oh, you're going to look forward to that next year.
Romeo, oh Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? I think that's a line. It's a pretty good line. So have you been playing anything?
Not really. Some Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike?
Offensive. Yeah.
Yeah, are you getting any better at that?
No, because every time I join a competitive game with my friends, my internet disconnects. So, yeah, I can't play with them.
Whatever happened to super good Singapore internet?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just you who seems to have it.
Well, most of the time. It crashes periodically for like 15 minutes every day. It just happened. But, oh no, whatever. So that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just waiting now for my water cooling.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's supposed to arrive on Monday, at the end of Monday. So I'm going to have to go shopping and buy a new power supply and some other stuff.
Some fluid?
Yeah, and probably a heat gun to bend the acrylic tubing.
I thought you meant like a flamethrower for a second.
I wish, but I don't think that's legal in Singapore.
Probably not.
I mean, in America, it is legal.
To have a flamethrower?
In lots of states, yeah. Wow. So we should go move there and just
use a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Be the flame troopers. Yeah, that'd be that's quite exciting that your PC's nearly done. You've got the whole point of it, right, is to get the guide for water cooling.
Yeah, I still have to edit all the videos.
And then I'll come to film this part, right?
Hopefully.
Will we still use the terrible technique, the strap a phone to a camera on a terrible tripod?
Hopefully not, because it was pretty awful.
You can't even see the phone screen. It's just rubber banded to a dead camera.
Yes, but you have to improvise.
And I hope the shots all turned out pretty good.
I think they did.
Good. So for me, I've been getting back into SWTOR because I've got an appearance on the UtiniCast on Christmas Eve, actually. I was pushed back a week because they've got some exciting guests coming next week.
Oh, someone more important than you.
That's a lot of people. It'll be pretty exciting because by then I'll have seen The Force Awakens, so I'll be able to talk about that. So my initial thoughts were to go on the 17th, which is my original episode date. And I was talking about how excited I was, or like, it's finally the day. But then now I actually get to talk about the film. But I obviously can't spoil it, which we'll be doing a lot of next week. But yeah, otherwise, I played a bit of Space Engineers, designed a super cool fighter.
Really? I need to see that then.
Yeah, I'll show you later. And I posted a post about Jessica Jones, the show that was just released a few weeks ago. I finished it, and I loved it, and you should read the article why.
So it was released a few weeks ago, and you already finished it?
It's 13 episodes long.
Oh, okay, so it's a bit short.
Yeah, it's a Netflix show. It's released at all one time, so I don't have to wait a week.
Oh, okay, that's probably good, because I hate that.
And now the sad thing is, all of my favorite shows are on break, so I have to wait until January to get to see them again. And yeah.
Poor you.
Poor me. Well, yeah. So let's get right into our topic, then. So, because Star Wars The Force Awakens comes out next week, this week we're going to talk about the original trilogy of Star Wars films. Star Wars A New Hope, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, and Star Wars Return of the Jedi. So,
yeah, that's right.
Basically, we'll be talking about what we like, our favorite moments, our favorite characters, and if there's any dislikes, I guess.
Yeah, but that's more for the second trilogy.
Yeah, so should we start with A New Hope then?
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about A New Hope? Maybe your favorite moments or your favorite characters or anything like that?
Sure. Well, my favorite character is probably Luke Skywalker.
Hmm.
Totally not because of the name.
Yeah. It's in the galaxy far, far away, you're related by first names.
Yeah.
So you're technically his brother. No, that's not true. Yeah, Luke Skywalker, he's the whole main character of, I guess, the whole original trilogy.
Yeah.
The thing about the actual Star Wars films is, when you look at the whole saga, all six of them, it's really Anakin's story, kind of. His upbringing, his downfall, and his, I guess, what's the word? Redemption. There we go. Yeah, his redemption in Return of the Jedi. So, and when The Force Awakens comes out, depending if any of the characters are related to the original trilogy cast, it goes from being Anakin's story to the Skywalker story, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all about Luke in the first film. He's got a lightsaber. He gets his lightsaber. Like, I love how, I remember that when you watch the film and you see him turn on his lightsaber, it cuts to when they've put the pole on that they spin around. It's quite funny. It's like, it's quite jarring too, but that's a pretty cool scene. A more civilized weapon for a more elegant age. Or is it elegant weapon for a civilized age? Forget the quote. But yeah, do you have a favorite moment from the trilogy? From the episode, yeah. From episode four.
Not really. I like the whole movie, generally. Mm,
yeah.
Probably was the best of them, personally.
Mm. Yeah, I prefer Empire, but it is super solid. My favorite scene, I would say the Death Star trench run is really good. It's just intense action. And Han Solo comes in, saves the day, and
I mean, what did you expect?
The Death Star blows up. It's super great, and you kind of get your first, like, he uses the Force, but that you see more of the Force in Empire. But I also really like the scene where they're on the Death Star and they're like escaping.
Oh yeah, that was really cool.
I think the trash compactor scene always scared me as a kid.
Except poor Ben Kenobi.
Yeah. And poor Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen.
Yeah.
Burned. The whole Tatooine homestead is just completely burned up. It's quite sad. Anything else to mention about A New Hope? It's such a revolutionary film. It created the whole blockbuster, the whole summer movie thing. It like made special effects like super good.
Well,
they were good for the time.
Yeah, good for the time. If you compare it to the episodes 1 and 3,
the special effects are pretty solid.
Yeah,
Jar Jar can look a bit jarring.
Yeah, but the space battles there were really good. Like they looked good.
They look good. Yeah, I think the one in Revenge of the Sith is quite. The end of the one at the beginning, it's quite long.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of look at what we can do with special effects. While in A New Hope, it felt more personal, I guess. But maybe that was because I was invested more in Luke Skywalker as a character.
Yeah.
And good old Porkins. that's such a dumb name.
They did it deliberately, I swear.
Yeah.
Always have a character with an awful name.
Yeah, well, he gets killed off immediately. And so was Biggs Darklighter. I mean,
yeah,
he gets
that was
he gets introduced like 10 seconds or 10 minutes maybe before he blows up in a fire inferno.
Yeah, it was really sad. They should have like a short movie about how he got there. That'd be pretty cool.
I would love it if Biggs was a part of Rogue One.
Yeah, like that, for example.
Hmm. Yeah, it'd be really good. What else? I don't know, I think it's a bit hard to watch all the... I mean, the desert part where R2 and C-3PO are just kind of walking through the desert, it's quite long, but I still enjoy it because I like R2-D2 and C-3PO so much. I mean, got little C-3PO right here.
Yeah, now you just exclusive. Need a little R2-D2.
Got little BB-8. I mean, he's bigger than C-3PO, but... I've got an R2-D2. I've got all the droids.
Oh, yeah, you do. Cause
how great is that?
New plush toy.
Yeah, Changi... Airport exclusive.
Yeah, they had a really cool Star Wars exhibition there. But, I mean, I couldn't see it because...
Yeah. Well, maybe you will when... Is it still there?
I don't know. I hope so. That'd be really good.
It's when you leave for your holiday. Great. Let's see. Should we move on to Empire then? Is there anything else you want to say?
No, let's move on.
Yeah, to Empire, my favorite of the series. So who's your favorite character in Empire? Is it still Luke?
Yeah, pretty much. But Han was also really good.
It's Han's strongest film for me.
Yeah, well, he was good in all of them, honestly.
Mm. Yeah.
They all were really the cast of that.
My favorite character in Empire is Yoda. Yoda is... The best scenes in that movie, to me... Well, my favorite scenes... My favorite moment is actually the carbonite freezing.
It's so
emotionally heart-wrenching. I mean, the big reveal, right? That's a great moment. That's definitely in the top three moments of all time. But my favorite moment is the carbonite freezing. But the whole Dagobah, that whole scene or act, really, of the film, it's really, really good. And you really learn more about the Force and... That's what makes me so excited about the new films. Like, well, what do they know about the Force and stuff?
I just love
the character of Yoda.
That scene as a young child was really boring because, like, nothing
made sense.
Interesting was happening. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, there's no action.
There's no action. But then later it does make a lot more sense.
On repeat reviewings, I mean, I watched Empire a few weeks ago, and it's such a great scene. Those whole things. I love Yoda, just the guy himself.
Yeah, and Hoth was also...
Hoth really is nice. So good. The Battle of Hoth is super exciting. You know, I went back and watched the scene, and do you remember in Lost Stars, where Sienna, she goes back and watches all the tapes of the Battle of Hoth, and she sees that one snowspeeder, it goes through the legs, and she's like, that's Thane. Well, if you watch the movie, you can see that. So now we know that Thane was actually... That one's Thane.
Well, or they just made the book look like it.
Yeah, that's definitely what they did.
But they need to make a movie of Lost Stars.
I'm fine with it being a book, but a movie would be pretty cool.
I mean, unless they mess it up, but I doubt they would.
If they get a good director on it, it'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite moment? Is it the Battle of Hoth?
Yeah.
Yeah. The AT-ATs are so great. There's a great episode of Rebels with them in it. Have you seen it? No, you haven't seen it yet.
That's after the ATTE, right? With Rex?
Yeah, that happens then.
Yeah, I think I saw the episode before that.
Yeah. That's going to be really, really great. I can't wait to see AT-ATs in the new film. Because you see in one of the trailers a foot of an AT-AT.
Oh, didn't notice.
It's not like it's moving, it's crashed. But, yeah, it's... The AT-ATs, it's just such a threat, and it's the only atmospheric starfighter battle in the trilogy, and it looks like there's going to be a really big one in Force Awakens, you know, the one over there.
I hope so. Those are really good.
Yeah, the forest battle thing looks really good. The Battle of Hoth, the only reason it looked bad would be because they had to green screen the snowspeed is on, and you can see the black outlines over the white background. So it's kind of funny. But luckily, one of the good things was when George Lucas went back and changed a bunch, he removed those black lines and special effects. So it's pretty good.
Oh, so you don't really see them then?
You don't really see it. The worst thing in A New Hope is actually that scene with Jabba. You know, how they added that Jabba scene in? And Boba Fett, at the end of that scene, Boba Fett looks right at the camera. as if to say, be like, I'm Boba Fett. You love me. It's terrible. But yeah, I can't. I don't think there's any of the added scenes that he did for Empire. He did no. He just did touch-ups, I think, and he made the lightsabers look a lot better.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good then.
I think it is the best lightsaber duel of them all. It's my favorite, at least. It's the most emotional one. Or is that the one in Return of the Jedi? Because that's pretty emotional.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi was pretty good.
Yeah, do you want to move on to Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, sure.
Is your favorite character still Luke?
Yeah, although in that movie is a bit Not as good as...
It's not as good as the others in the trilogy. But it's still great to me, nevertheless. I really like Han in this one.
Yeah.
I also love the Emperor. I love the character of the Emperor so much. As ridiculous as he is, he's quite funny. And it's just why I like him. And there's also Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
So great. Did you know that Leia actually says it's a trap in Empire Strikes Back? She's like, Luke, don't. It's a trap.
And reusing.
But the most iconic one is when the Squid Man says it.
Yeah, because he's more, you know, Squid recognizable. Man.
Yeah. It's a trap. That's, of course, where It's a Trap gets its name from.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to their website, they've got a little YouTube link, and it's just the 2-second clip of Edinburgh going, "It's a trap." That's one of my favorite quotes in the entire trilogy. That I forget, it's one of the Yoda ones. Or is it Scruffy looking nerf herder?
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes I call Scruffy my cat, Scruffy looking nerf herder.
Wow, that's so rude.
Yeah, I realize.
And what was your favorite scene? I like the shield generator.
Oh, fight. The whole fight there. Yeah, even though the Ewoks are kind of ridiculous, that they can beat an army of trained soldiers.
And their arrows just destroy them.
Yeah, and the rocks. I think it was pretty funny when that AT-ST walks between the two logs.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a really cool effect, too. I think they did it in miniature, you know? I love that. I just feel sorry for the guys in there who are crushed into pulps.
Well, it's probably faster than being crushed by lots of rocks.
Yeah. I love the speeder chase.
That was really cool, yeah.
Yeah. Ever since then, I've wanted a speeder bike. But then I realized, like, when I started to think really hard about it, I was like, hang on. Like, everyone, except for the two characters in there who have abilities with the Force, Luke and Leia. Leia technically has abilities with the Force. Everyone else just dies there. I mean, they get cut up, crash into trees.
Well, I guess you know why.
Because they don't have the Force?
Yeah, I guess so.
Exactly. So if I don't have the Force, I don't want a speeder bike. I would much rather settle with Back to the Future hoverboard.
Maybe a speeder bike, but not in a forest.
Yeah.
That might be a better idea.
I would make it so that I hover above all the cars, so I don't have to crash into anything. If I'm the only one in the world who has one, that's what I'd do.
It'd be easier to get around.
What sound do you think is more iconic? The sound of the speeder bike, you know? Or the sound of the TIE fighter? The screech of the TIE fighter.
Probably the TIE fighter.
Yeah. Have you noticed that in every single one of the trailers or everything for The Force Awakens, you always hear the TIE fighter screech? I'm not even going to try to impersonate it.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't.
Okay, I won't.
Good. One of the other good scenes in that movie was C-3PO becoming their god.
Yeah.
And that he's not supposed to pretend to be
a deity.
That was so funny.
I love that. There was a photo that Chill from the Utini cast tweeted out where it's a bunch of Ewoks and they're at a door and they're like, "Hello, sir. Would you like to take a moment to learn about our Lord and Savior, C-3PO?"
I saw that before.
It's really good. Let's see. I love the lightsaber duel with Vader and Luke, because the whole part was like, "Sister, you have a sister," and Luke just gets super mad. He basically embraces the dark side there.
Yeah, and that's what those are the parts that makes that theory of Luke being the
yeah
Sith
because
Lord even more.
What did Yoda say again? He said, "Once you go to the dark side, there is no turning back."
Yeah.
So, who knows? He could be evil in The Force Awakens. I don't think it will.
That would be such a good...
It'd be a great twist. Such a good twist. But I really hope he's not.
He won't be my favorite character then.
Yeah, it'd have to be Finn.
Han Solo
looks really good in this new one. There was an international trailer that came out with a really good Han Solo moment. I won't say it because I'm trying to steer clear of everything, but it was spoiled for me on Instagram.
Well, now I guess you have to just not go on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm just gonna not go on Instagram or Twitter next week because the premiere is on Monday.
Don't forget not going on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, YouTube, you have to click on them.
Yeah, but you might be tempted to.
I hate it when, like, you click on a video. Say you're clicking on, like you're watching a video of, I know, Call of Duty 3, which I don't, because Call of Duty Black Ops 3. I don't, because I hate Call of Duty. But, and you scroll through the comments, and you see, like, a sport like, oh, Luke is Darth Vader's father. And, of course, it'd be something bigger than that. Like, yeah. You see that? Like, it's on a completely unrelated video. It really annoys me.
Wait, what? Like, Luke is Darth Vader's father?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Sure, let's just run with it.
That would be a pretty big spoiler.
Yeah.
That'd, like, ruin the whole
movie. I am your father. No, I am your father. No. I would actually love to see that. Yeah, I don't know. What else is there to talk about in Return of the Jedi? The Ewoks, you know, as a kid, I really liked them. Now, I kind of have to... I kind of try to distract myself in their scenes because they're a little annoying.
What about the Jabba sail barge that was in?
Oh, I love that scene. I love it, except for Boba Fett's death. Boba Fett! But Boba Fett just is so cool. He comes down there and he's just like, he just gets his blaster cut off. He's like, no problem. Ties Luke up. Luke cuts it, and then he jumps to another thing, and Luke, and Boba just gets his wrist rocket and he's ready to shoot, but then Han just, the blind
yeah,
Han,
I
just
still bumps into him. Don't get that. That was so...
Boba Fett's one weakness. Blind people.
Yeah.
Daredevil clearly. Would just kill... just wipe the floor with Boba Fett. But I think Boba Fett still looks cool. I mean...
Yeah.
He
looked better than Jango.
Yeah. As much as I love the color blue... green and the whatever looks really, really great.
Yeah, and like the wear and tear Boba on the Fett. Armor looked so much better.
There's a scene in Aftermath, right? They're like Aftermath the book. That has all these weird interludes, and one of them, it was set on Tatooine, and there's some some gang leader guy, and some other guy challenges him, and he says something about some Jawas found some Mandalorian armor in the desert, some like damaged, but kind of melted by acid.
Oh.
Stomach acid, sarlacc acid.
Didn't he get out?
Not in the
movies, but in the
Legends, okay. Which isn't, you know, canon.
Yeah,
but I think he got out in this one. Do you think we'll see him if he like an old Boba Fett?
That would be pretty cool.
Because in one of the scenes in the trailer, when they're all walking up to that castle thing, remember?
Yeah.
If you look up to it close there, you see a Mandalorian flag, and you also see all the flags from the pod races, and one of them is Anakin's flag.
Oh, wow, so I think Darth Vader's alive again.
I think it's just a clever nod, but be cool if someone just collects them.
Like Luke Skywalker's biggest fan, like who follows them all around.
Kylo Ren. Yeah. Kylo Ren's Darth Vader's biggest fan. You know, I will finish what you started. You know, I found a project where I could make my own Kylo Ren helmet, and I think I'm going to do it over the Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
that. With cardboard, with, like, wall plaster to make it hard. Paint it.
And do you think it's going to look good?
I think it'll look better than not having one. There's a sweet, there's a sweet mask called the Black Series Voice Modulator Mask where you can just put it on. It's, like, it looks just like it from the movie, and it makes your voice all echoey and stuff. Like, burn. No, not like pain. Yeah, so... Of all the movies, which is your favorite? It's A New Hope, right?
Probably, yeah. Although the last one was also really good.
Which one? Revenge of the...
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi?
I mean, that is the last one.
You didn't like Empire? Because of the Yoda scenes and they bored you as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it's Empire, Return of the Jedi, A New Hope. Just because I really like the Emperor as a character. You can't blame me.
I am blaming you.
Well. Oh, well. A New Hope is a almost flawless film. just, I think sometimes I have a little more fun watching Return of the Jedi. And I'm going to actually be marathoning these over the next week.
Oh.
One a day, up and, well, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and then two Star Wars films on
Thursday
with Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens.
And then we'll have to go to Subway afterwards and get the keychains.
Right! Oh, dear, I've got to go get that Subway keychain this week.
Yeah, they're, it's already out, the second one.
Yeah, I've got to go get the Stormtrooper one, or else I won't complete my collection. It's terrifying. Yeah, so, one quick announcement. I'm going to be starting up the regular blogs again.
Oh, wow.
I'll be blogging over the holiday quite a bit. Just because I have a lot of free time. The essay season, as I call it, has ended.
For now.
For now.
It's on temporary hold.
Well, yeah, I've got 3 days of school left. I did one today, like I mentioned earlier. And there'll be another one coming Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that I'll keep doing that until next year. Or I hope to have my writers ready to do one each. And then I can cut mine down to two a week. So, yeah. So cool. Right?
You're going to write about Force Awakens?
I don't know. I kind of want to keep it in the podcast. I might do a tweet where I'm like, this was amazing or this was terrible. It's going to be amazing. But, yeah. So, Luke, where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me on YouTube at Luke's Take TV. And there should be new videos soon because I'm getting stuff. Good stuff.
I think you should post before then.
Yeah.
Spend tomorrow editing. You've got no other homework to do.
The problem is my brother's trying to hog the thing I'm using to edit.
Why? Oh,
because
they launched their thingy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then on Twitter, at Luke's Tech TV.
Where you're not really active.
Because there's nothing to post, really.
Yeah, well.
And on
Facebook. Wonder why you have 9 followers.
And on Facebook, at Luke's Tech TV.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter, at MixUpPixels. That's all you can find me on. Don't have a YouTube channel yet.
Yeah, but you need a good computer to do that.
Well, there should be one launching pretty soon. And where can we find us collectively? I'm making you do this today.
Oh, great. Yay.
All of it.
So there's the website, geek-podcast.com.
Where you can find our blog posts and the podcast.
And then there's on Twitter, official geek pod.
Yeah. Fantastic. And
if you have any feedback, you can email us.
Should I check? Is it really worth it? Yeah, I'll check. Thunderbird Man.
I mean, there's probably none, but
it's probably none.
It would be easier to post on the website then.
Let's see. It's going up quite a bit. Yikes.
What?
So we've got 52 unread. No, they're all just WordPress stuff.
Poor you.
Anyway.
Did we say the email address?
Yeah, feedback at geek-podcast.com.
Yep.
And you know what I've heard that really helps the podcast? If, say, you get it on iTunes or on some app where you can actually leave a review, if you leave a review, that apparently helps. So do that and give us 5 stars for no reason.
Well, there is a reason.
It's to
a
help
good
us.
Podcast.
If you do say so yourself. But yeah, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will catch you next week with the Force Awakens extravaganza, where we have a lot of things planned.
Hopefully.
I've got lots of people coming on for 2 minutes each. I've got so much stuff to do.
Yeah, you do. And it's going to take a while to edit.
Well, yeah, I'm going to work myself to death that weekend.
Well, hopefully not. I don't want to continue the podcast alone.
Yeah, you have to recast me, I guess. So thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Got a quote? Let's do one from A New Hope, then.
Go ahead. Please no Luke quotes.
No Luke quotes?
I mean, you can, but they're really awful.
Yeah, he whines a lot, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
what's a good one? But I wanted to go to Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Great voice.
Yeah.
Perfect.